Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about the names and the titles of our Father and how knowing His names and His titles can actually improve our worship, enhance our worship to Him, and we can receive more blessings as a result of this from Him. Go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the Father, even the Father of Yeshua, the Father of mercies, and the Father of all comfort. There are two titles of Him right there. First, the Father of mercies. He's so merciful. Whatever you're going through, whatever mistakes you made, He knows what you're feeling. He knows what you're going through, and he wants to deliver you. All we have to do is turn our flesh over to Him, allow Him to mortify the deeds of our flesh, allow Him to conform us to the image of Yeshua, and His mercy is poured out on us. Hallelujah. You can't keep looking back at the past mistakes, the things you did wrong, things that people did wrong to you. He wants to extend mercy to you and put the past behind you. Hallelujah. And also, he's the Father of comfort. He's our comforter. He can comfort you wherever you're hurting today, physically, spiritually, mentally, financially. He can comfort you because He's a comforter. Verse 4, He comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of Him. When He comforts us, we can relay that message to other people, that He can comfort you, because He is the comforter. Hallelujah. Just think of an area of your life that you're worried about. Let him get involved in it. Hallelujah. And work on it and comfort you in that situation. Maybe you lost a loved one. Well, He can comfort you. Maybe you lost a job. He can comfort you as well as open up a new opportunity. Maybe you lost your house. He can comfort you and open up opportunity for a new house. He's just so powerful and so loving at the same time. Hallelujah. He just wants to bless you. Another title for a father is that He's a consuming fire. In Hebrews 12, verse 29, you can just write it down. He really is a comforter, and He is full of mercy, but He can consume too. He's going to consume the Antichrist with the brightness of His glory. See, we can't forget that He hates sin too, and He can get angry. Look how Yeshua got angry and drove out all the money changers in the temple. Father can get angry. And another title for Him is that He's our creator. In Job 35:10, He can create opportunities for you. Hallelujah. Maybe, again, you might have lost your job, lost your house. He can create an opportunity for you. He can create an opportunity out of nowhere. He can create a job out of nowhere. He can have a company start up and then hire you in the very beginning. He can do so much because He's the creator. He created everything that was created by Him and for Him, and by Him all things consist. Whether it be thrones, principalities, mights, or dominions, all were created by Him and for Him. And again, by Him all things consist. Everything is under His control. He's the ultimate controller. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. So apply these titles, these names into your life and draw on that. Again, you have to turn your flesh over to Him. And you can draw on these titles. Because His titles reflect some of His attributes. And Romans 11:26, you can just write this down. He's our deliverer. What do you need to be delivered today from anything? Just look to your daddy. Don't look to any man or woman, boy or girl. Look to your daddy, your father. He'll deliver you. He'll set you free. Look how He delivered the three Hebrew children from the fiery furnace. It was so hot that they heated it seven times more than usual. And the ones that put the three Hebrew children in there got burnt alive. That's how hot it was. But the Father delivered them, showed up there and took them out of the fire when they were released. Look what He did with Daniel in the lion's den. He delivered him from the lion's den. He delivered him from the lion, the lion's chewing and killing him. He's our deliverer. Do you need to be delivered from something today? Maybe you have family curses on your family lines. That could be broken today. Hallelujah. Maybe it's secret sins that nobody knows about. He can deliver you from them. He can set you free. He's going to open up the prison for you to come out. But if you want to stay there, you stay there. But you got to turn your flesh over to him. So many people think that they can pull a promise out of the promise box and claim that for today. No, you can't. Unless he has complete access to your life, you can't claim promises. He's not a sugar daddy. Hallelujah. He wants to set you free, but you have to be honest with him. And if he points out something in your life that is not correct, not right, he wants to get rid of it, let him get rid of it. Don't argue with him. You're going to lose anyway. I mentioned on previous broadcasts that you can rebuke the devil and he's going to go. You can't rebuke the Father. He's not going to go until he finishes the area of your life that he's working on. Hallelujah. And you know, the Father just reminded me about this, that when you turn your flesh over to him, allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, he uses Satan as a messenger to signify where the Father is going to bless next. For instance, if your finances are being attacked, the devil's attacking your finances, the Father is letting you know that's the next area that he wants to bless. He just uses the devil as a messenger. But now, if you don't turn your flesh over, the devil can become more than a messenger. He can be an oppressor. He can try to take you down. He can try to hurt you. But when you turn everything over to the Father, because see, the only access Satan has to us is our flesh. But when you put the flesh in the hands of the Father, and Satan can't move. Hallelujah. And he'll use Satan as a messenger. For instance, you're praying for your family, and all of a sudden it seems to get worse in your family. They're not saved. Well, the Father is allowing Satan to hit your family to show you that's the next area that you're going to get blessed, and he's answering your prayers on your family. You see, the Father controls everything. And again, he's our deliverer. He wants to deliver you from the past. Don't keep looking back at what you did wrong. Look to him, the author, the finisher, the developer of our faith. Hallelujah. When he delivered the Israelites through the Red Sea into the Promised Land, they wanted to go back. Don't go back. You've been delivered. You're at a spiritual Egypt. You've been delivered out of spiritual Egypt. Don't want to go back. You've been set free. Hallelujah. But turn me to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I want to talk about him being a jealous father. He is jealous. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, Israel, the Father is one. And shall love him, in verse 5, with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart. And I shall teach them diligently unto thy children, and shall talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. He's one. One. And I shall bind them for a sign upon thy hand, and I shall be a frontlet upon thy eyes, and I shall write them upon the post of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Father shall have brought thee into the land which he swore unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged in which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget your father, which brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Fear him, and serve him, and shall swear by his name. You shall not go after other gods, or the gods of the people which are round about you, for the Father is jealous among you. Lest his anger be kindled against you and destroy you from off the face of the earth. See, he's a jealous father. He doesn't want any idol in his way. Maybe there's people that you put in front of him. You can't exist without your husband. You can't exist without your wife. You can't exist without your mother, your father, your best friend. They're all important, but he is number one. You got to put him number one. And don't lift up a pastor more than they should be lifted up. Well, I got to keep doing what my pastor says. Well, if the pastor's in the Word and the Father is talking to him, then you have to obey him. But make sure, you know, the pastor's living the right life too. Pray about it. Make sure, you know, he's not giving place to the devil. Hallelujah. Make sure he's totally submit. Make sure in the spirit that he's totally giving everything up to the Father. You just can't lift up somebody and say, well, they're going to direct me. Well, the Father wants to direct you through your pastor to other people. But don't be so quick to make an idol out of somebody. And when the Father, he's your daddy, and he's the most important person in your life. Paul said, in him we both move and breathe and have our being. You need to have respect to different ministries, pastor, teacher, evangelist, and so forth. But remember, only listen to any one of them that the Father is talking through. Make sure none of themselves is coming out. Make sure they're not lifting up themselves. They're humanistic. Especially at Kingdom Now, I talk so much about it, the doctrine that so many people are teaching about, that we Christians are going to set up a kingdom for Yeshua before he comes back. And we have dominion over people. No. Dominion over government. No. We had dominion over Satan only. Hallelujah. And that's humanistic and name it and claim it. Be careful, because the Father is the one who gives us desires of our heart. And when he gives us desires of our heart, then we can confess him. But all worship goes to him. Hallelujah. But let's go to the Father in prayer right now. We'll continue this tomorrow. Put your hand on the radio or just listen. Agree with me in prayer. Father, I just thank you for the people that are listening out there right now. Father, I ask you to touch them. Father, let your healing, deliverance, anointing flow right now. Set people free. Heal people, Father. Hallelujah. And Father, reveal more about the truth about your names and your titles so we can worship you and appreciate you even more. Help every one of us to turn our flesh over to you on a daily basis, Father. So I'm asking you to do miracles right now in the people's lives, Father, in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. I have a website, henrywalker.org, about 250 prophetic messages. I've written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about the feast days of Yeshua, how he fulfilled every one of the feast days with the exception of three, which he will in the last days. Hallelujah. And then also, my second book is called Noon, which talks about the months of the year in the Bible that he did things on the months of the year in the Bible that he wants to repeat on those months. And when you get my book and use my biblical calendar page on my website, you can see when each month of the year begins and ends on his calendar, not the Gregorian calendar, and also when each feast day begins and ends on his calendar. I have the Gregorian calendar there, for you to check it out, but we have to base our spiritual walk on his calendar because he wants to repeat those things. And it's his time, and his timing is impeccable. Like he says in Psalm 102:13, the set time to favor you is now. So you need to know the now time. And also in that book, I talk about the hours of the day that he mentions in the word that he does things. He wants to repeat those things on those hours of the day. But it has to be on the hours and the day that he mentioned. The day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. 12:01 a.m. is given by the Romans, pagans. The Gregorian calendar is given by the pagans. You just have to know when his year begins and ends. Hallelujah. And the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, Explaining the Trinity. You get so much comfort out of that book, too. So you can get these books by calling me. When I'd ask you to go to the publisher, I purchase books from the publisher at my price, and I'm just going to sell them at my price, my course, just so it'll help you out. So if you call me at 772-801-3677, 772-801-3677, we can give you these books for $5 each, which is our course. Or if you have no money, we'll send them out free. We just want to get these books to you. Again, it's 772-801-3677. You can also go to my email and my website and email me a contact and just give me a name and address to get the books out. And remember, this broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. And also, you can also hear any prior broadcast by go to WCNO.com and click on demand and use the hour to go back to a previous broadcast. And also, my friends in the Bahamas, if you want if you want a prayer and you can't afford the phone calls, it could be expensive, just email me at heavenlywalker.org, click on contact, give me a name and your phone number, and I'll call you back. But just make sure you turn your flesh over to him so there's nothing in the way of our prayer. So we just want to bless you. And if you want to make a tax-free donation to this ministry, the address will be given at the end of the broadcast. We just want to help you. And remember to next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org. Or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the